You're listening to SBS News.
And there it is. The first polls have closed. Counting is now well underway, and this election and the direction of the United States is already being decided.
Voting may have ended on November 3rd in the United States, but finalising the presidential election takes months. The results reported by media outlets are reliable, but they aren't official. The official results come in over subsequent weeks during a process called certification. But already the Trump campaign is trying to derail these proceedings, initiating lawsuits in multiple states. In his first full interview since the election, President Donald Trump told Fox News. Why.
We won the election easily. There's no way Joe Biden got 80 million votes. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election.
Although Mr. Trump is still seeking to contest the vote count, he's running out of time to do so, with the five key dates that formally conclude the election quickly approaching. The first is December 8th, when all court cases regarding the election must be settled and the majority of vote counts certified. Aditi Juniger, a legal counsel at the US non-for-profit Protect Democracy, explains.
December 8th is what is known as the safe harbor date. It's not a requirement, but it does create a strong incentive because whichever the slate of electors are that get submitted by December 8th are the ones that Congress is required to treat as conclusive.
The hotly contested states of Arizona and Wisconsin have certified their official counts, with both swinging to Joe Biden. Another contentious state was Georgia. Its Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, told his fellow Americans to trust in the process.
Once this recount is complete, everyone in Georgia will be able to have even more confidence in the results of our elections. Despite the massive amounts of misinformation that is being spread by dishonest actors, there are those who are exploiting the emotions of many Trump supporters with fantastic claims, half-truths, misinformation, and frankly, they are misleading the president as well, apparently.
Bruce Wolpe is a senior fellow from the United States Study Center. He says even if the president tries to deem the votes fraudulent before December the 8th, there is very little he can do.
Given where we are, where the president has lost virtually every case he has brought in court, and given where the certification process is, it is moving exactly to schedule. On December 8th, the state counts will be there, and the president will protest mightily against them and say there are court challenges. But there's really nothing to disrupt the states confirming the actual results on Election Day.
On December 14th, the members of the Electoral College will meet in their respective state capitals to formally vote for the position of president and vice president. When citizens cast their ballots for president in the popular vote, they're also choosing a number of electors. Electors are expected to reflect the voting preferences of voters in their state. Mr. Wolpe says considering it's the Electoral College that actually elects the US president, not the popular vote, this is a very important day.
So by the end of that day, the states will have cast their electoral votes and there will be a tally of that. And that will be the penultimate step to absolutely confirming the election result.
After the 538 electoral votes are counted, the certificates are sent by mail to various officials, including the President of the Senate, in Washington, D.C. They must be delivered by December 23rd. It's a lengthy process. Ms. Juniger says these rules were written hundreds of years ago, when getting information across the U.S. wasn't as easy as a click of a mouse.
The process is from the 1700s, 1800s, so like, the reason that there's this time lag in between is because, you know, the slates of electors used to be submitted by horse and buggy, right? The reason that there's this time lag is because literally, you know, have to travel from across the country.
In the new year, the U.S. House and Senate will meet in a joint session on the 6th of January, presided over by Vice President Mike Pence. All members will witness the final count of these electoral votes and will confirm who becomes the next president and vice president of the United States. Ms. Juniger says members of Congress can object to the count, which would force the two chambers to consider the argument independently, but she says it would most likely be thrown out.
It's not unusual for there to be an objection. There were objections in 2000, and you could imagine this cycle, given our polarized politics, we may in fact end up seeing objections, but an objection won't change the outcome. It will maybe make for good television.
Mr. Wolpe agrees.
That will conclude the process with the Congress receiving and approving the counts received from the states. There really is nothing that anyone can do to intervene in this process or disrupt it. So it's a formality, but it is the conclusion, the constitutional conclusion of the election.
Even Donald Trump has reluctantly admitted he would leave the White House if the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden.
So if the Electoral College does elect President-elect Joe Biden, are you not going to leave this building?
Just so you, certainly I will. Certainly I will. And you know that.
And finally, the day it all becomes official is January 20th, Inauguration Day, where the President-elect and the Vice-President-elect are sworn into office and formally become the next leaders of the United States. In years past, outgoing presidents have attended the ceremony, but Mr. Wolpe predicts Mr. Trump won't be there.
My prediction is that Donald Trump will not attend the inauguration. If he believes that Joe Biden's election is illegitimate, I can't see how he attends the ceremony whereby Biden is legitimately sworn in as President of the United States. So I believe Trump will not be present on January 20th.
While the details of the 2021 inauguration are yet to be announced, Mr. Wolpe says he thinks it will be a much smaller event than usual because of coronavirus restrictions. Usually thousands of people pack into Washington DC's National Mall to watch as the president is sworn in, but it's expected this time will happen with just a few hundred selected officials. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.